Hi, it's David here. Welcome back to week 2 of ASIC's Movement from Mind, session 1. I hope you're feeling good after our sessions last week and are looking forward to meeting the first of our experts. So, get your trainers on, head outside and into a place where you're able to move without too many distractions. And as always, you can hit pause if you need to. Okay? Ready? So, start moving in a slower gear, one or two. It's nice and relaxed. Just like last week, the session is around 30 minutes long, so you can always keep that in mind when you're planning your route. Now, this week, your expert is Gray Cause. Gray is a professional running coach who specializes in using the breath to make movement more relaxed and natural. We're starting with Gray because breathing is the foundation of mindful movement. We might not think about it very much, but being more aware of our breath can really focus the mind and help us to move more efficiently. In a few minutes, Gray's going to introduce you to some powerful breathing techniques that I think you'll really enjoy. Before I hand you over to Gray, let's get you warmed up. So, you can keep moving in a gear of your choice. Now, I would recommend gear 2 or gear 3. And just stay relaxed. This is all about getting your body warmed up, getting that blood flow going, and finding your breath, your rhythm. And try to notice how your body is feeling. How the legs are moving, your arms. And while you're moving, try to find a spot where you can do some exercises. Again, if you need to hit pause, feel free. All right. I hope you found that spot. We're going to do some exercises to warm up the body a little bit more. Get your muscles loosened up. So let's start with hip rotations. Stand with your feet hip width apart. Put your hands on your hips. Now you're going to make your hips go out and round in big circles, gently pushing your hips forward, to the side, back, and around. Okay? We'll start by going clockwise 5 times. Now remember, breathe and relax. Don't rush the motions. Here we go. And 1, 2. Push those hips all the way around. 3. Stay relaxed. 4. One more to go. And 5. And you change directions. 1. As big circles as possible. 2. 3. 4. That's good. One more. And 5. Nice. All right. The next one is a classic hamstring stretch. You can stand with your feet a little bit wider apart this time. And from here, you're going to bend forward at the waist and try to touch the ground with your hands. Down center. And gently just bob up and down 3 times. So you're bending forward at the waist, hands trying to touch the ground. 1, 2, 3. And come back up, hands on your hips, and gently push your hips forward. And again, bend forward at the waist. This time, try to touch your left foot. 1, 2, 3. Come up, hands back on your hips, gently push your hips forward. And one last time, bend forward at the waist, this time trying to touch your right foot. One, two, three, and come back up. Good. Great. So now we only have one last little exercise, and this one is ankle rocks. This is a nice and easy exercise to activate the ankles as well as the calves. So, stand with your feet hip width apart and slowly rock forward, coming up on your toes. And then rock back and come up on your heels. Feet should be pointing upwards. We're going to do a set of five. Okay? So, rock forward, come up on your toes, rock back, up on your heels, that's one. Forward, up on your toes, back, and up on your heels, two. Up on your toes, up on your heels, three. Up on your toes, up on your heels, four. And one last time, come up on your toes, rock back, up on your heels. Great. So, now I hope you feel warmed up and ready, and I will hand you over to Gray.
Thanks, David. Hi there. I'm Gray. I'm a runner, and I'm a movement and breath coach. Thanks for showing up today, and I'm really excited to be working with you for the next couple of sessions. Together, we're going to explore how powerful the breath can be for guiding our effort level and setting our pace. Now, you've worked with David on the gears, and now we're going to bring the focus in these gears onto the breath. So let's get started. Let's get going now with an easy walk, just an easy, comfortable walk. And over the next few minutes, I'm going to guide you into your gear one slow jog. So keep walking. And the majority of today's session will be in this gear one slow jog. This is so that we can really take our time to focus on the breath and, importantly, stay in control of the breath. This is your intention. This is the purpose of today's session. And the good news is if we're in control of our breath, we can stay controlled in our movement. So the only ground rule I'm going to set during the whole of our work together is that at no time do I want you to lose control or struggle with your breathing. Now, this might not be as you would normally set off running, or indeed how you think you should set off running. But there are so many benefits to the breath work we are going to be doing together. And I'll highlight just a few as we work through our sessions. I'd like you to think of our time together today as building the foundations of efficient movement and breath, improving health and fitness and attitude of mind. Excellent. So keep walking. Have a sense of moving with ease and breathing with ease. The breath is a great way to monitor your effort level. If you're overloading the muscles or your nervous system, the breath will certainly let you know. And we often think that exercise needs to be all out hard work, but this is not so. And this actually can be bad for your health. Walking and running at an easy to medium effort level has so many benefits to it. You're less prone to injury. You're less likely to overexert yourself. It feels more doable. And if it's more doable, it's more enjoyable. And if it's more enjoyable, guess what? It's going to be more fun. And if you enjoy and have fun, you're more likely to go out and want to do more of it. Good. Keep that easy, effortless walking, easy, effortless breathing. Remember, at this session, we're not focusing on speed, time, or distance, but rather on effort level. Speed will come as a consequence of efficient breathing and efficient movement. Okay, so let's take it now into that slow jog gear one. I find an easy way to do this is to slowly transition from walk to run. And the focus I want you to work on is hardly any increase in your breath rate, hardly any change in the way that you're breathing. So gradually pick up the pace of the walk a little bit, but still keeping your breathing natural and easy. Lifting from the crown of your head, feeling tall and proud through the spine. Okay, come with me now. It's almost like you're sneaking into a jog. Bend your elbows, pick up your heels, and let's just take 20 light quick steps in that slow gear one. Just 20 steps in your own time. And then just bring it down to an easy walk. And how did that feel? Was there any change in how you were breathing? Could you keep it easy and natural? Okay, let's do it again. So smooth transition. Walking, now slowly pick up the pace. Keep the breathing easy, light, soft, rhythmical. Lift from the crown, bend the elbows, pick up the heels, and those 20 light quick steps in gear one. Off you go. And when you've done your 20 steps in gear one, just slow it down again to your easy walk. Again, just checking in with how you're feeling. Feeling easy, breathing easy. Can you make that smooth transition from walk to run with hardly any increase in breath rate? Remember, we're exploring our own individual gear one slow jog with easy breathing. So we're certainly not going for a sprint. And if you're getting out of breath, or if the breath is changing quite dramatically, you may just be doing a little bit too much work for this gear. Okay, let's just do it a couple more times, and then I'll give you some time on your own to explore. Let's go again together. Walk easy. Lengthen the spine. Be tall and proud. Bend your elbows. Pick up the heels. Smooth transition, smooth gear change for 20 light quick steps. Hardly any noticeable change in the way you're breathing. Keep it easy. Keep it slow, gear one jog. Good. And then we'll bring it back down to an easy walk. One more time together. Easy walking. Lengthen the spine. Be proud. Bend the elbows. Pick up the heels. Smooth transition, smooth gear change, 20 light quick steps. Hardly any change in the way you are breathing. And now just bring it back down again into that easy walk. And as you feel the breath settle, there may be a little bit of a delayed reaction and a change in the way you're breathing. But that's because we've been doing a little bit more work. But again, I really stress that the intention is to keep this as easy as possible. And what I'd like you to do now for a short time is to explore this on your own. But instead of counting steps, let the breath guide your movement. Have in mind that you want to keep it easy. Okay, so let's go again. Gear one, slow jog. Keep tall through the spine, keep light on the feet, and keep those light, quick steps. And if your breathing suddenly changes, or that you start to feel you're struggling with the breath, then just pull it back in terms of speed, or bring it back into that easy walk. Remember, let the breath be your guide. Guide your pace and guide your movement. Excellent. Keep tall through the spine, lengthening and lifting up towards the sky through the crown of the head. And guess what? Smiling is optional, so have a go. Notice it's a great way to relax the mind and the body. Breathing easy, light, soft, rhythmical. A little more time to explore, perhaps. Feel you want to move a little bit faster. If so, then do. Feel free to maybe increase the pace or slow the pace down. This is your time to explore. Be curious. See what's going on with the body. See what's going on with the breath. Keep the breathing easy, soft, light, rhythmical. Okay, last 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then just bring it back into your easy walking pace. Fantastic. Excellent work. Could you feel that sense of ease and flow of movement, but at the same time, strength and power in your stride? And now you've got that sense of ease, rhythm and flow in your slow gear one. What we're going to do is focus a little bit more on how you are breathing. I'm going to give you some guided breath work as you keep in the gear one for the next minute or so. And this may mean that you drop back to a walk every now and then, as the breath will be guiding your movement, but that is totally okay. Remember, the benefits from this session come from the work we are doing on the breath. Remember that we're building the foundations of strength, power, energy, and flow. Okay, let's go. Keep it tall and proud, without being rigid or over tense. Lift and lengthen up through the crown. Let's make that smooth transition from walking to run as you settle into the rhythm of your slow gear one. Remember, at any time, if you feel you need to back off the pace, if you need to drop back into a walk, that's absolutely fine. Just do that in your own time. Remember too, if you're in this gear one slow jog, keep those light, quick steps. And now let's check in with where you notice the breath. Just notice. Don't change anything or try to breathe in a particular way. Quite often, if we try to do something, we often give ourselves the opportunity to fail. So just let the breath be easy and natural. And let's just play detective. Notice the breath without judgment. And all that means is not feeling you should be breathing in a particular way. Not questioning whether you're doing it right or wrong. Just notice the breath. Where do you notice the breath? Where do you feel the breath? If at any time you start to feel anxious or uncomfortable doing this, then just switch your attention to something else for a short while. And then when you're ready, just gently guide your attention back to the breath. When this happens, it's certainly not a fail. It's quite common when we focus on the breath to start feeling a little bit anxious about breathing. So if it starts to feel a little bit stressful, have a look around, stop, walk, do whatever feels comfortable. Just switch your attention. And then when you're ready, just gently guide your attention back to the breath. Notice how you're breathing, where you feel the breath. If you're walking now, let's go back into that slow gear one jog with light, quick steps. If you're in that gear one, that's great. Just keep those light, quick steps. The pace is slow, but you have a sense of reserved energy ready to use as and when you need it. And now bring your attention back to the breath. and notice the air as it enters in through the nose. This is a really easy place to notice the breath because you can feel that physical sensation of the slightly cooler air coming in through the nose. Perhaps you can notice also the slightly warmer air as you breathe out. Keep the lips lightly together, relax the jaw, and if it's comfortable, just rest the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, just behind the ridge of the front teeth. The tongue connects deep into the core of your body. I like to think of this tongue position of helping contain energy within my body. Feel that cool, fresh air and energy coming in through the nose. Notice the air is warmer as it leaves through the nose. Easy, soft, effortless breathing in and out through your nose. Keeping at that slow gear one jog. Keep going with the flow and the rhythm of the breath and the movement. If you feel you're struggling with the breath a bit, then just slow it down. Take a walk if you need. And I'm going to give you a little bit more time just focusing on breathing easy in and out through your nose. Go with the flow. Start in your slow jog gear one. Walk if you need to. Speed up if it feels good. Perhaps even explore gear two, your easy jog, even running comfortably in gear three. But the proviso is that you can breathe easily in and out through your nose. Explore, be curious. Discover what amazing things your body can do. Be present. And if your mind wanders, that's fine. Perhaps notice your surroundings, check in with your footfall, lift through the crown of your head to the sky. Be aware of the air on your face and on your body. And then just remember to gently guide your attention back to the breath. Slightly cooler air coming in through your nose, slightly warmer leaving. Keep going, be present. Fantastic. Breathing in and out through the nose can be challenging if you're new to this, and that's totally fine. So again, just take a little bit more time now on your own. Breathe as you feel comfortable in this easy gear one slow jog. Keep it soft, keep it rhythmical. Gentle, almost effortless. Feel that sense of ease of movement and ease of breath. And now bring your focus back to the breathing in and out through the nose. Again, feeling that physical sensation of the slightly cooler air coming in through the nose and slightly warmer leaving. If you need to drop it into a walk, that's absolutely fine. So keep a slow gear one jog or an easy walk. There are so many benefits from breathing in and out through the nose. It supports the whole body, helps relax the mind. It warms and filters and sterilizes the air, keeps moisture in the body. And lots of studies show that it can improve your overall health and fitness. So if perhaps it doesn't feel entirely natural today, please don't worry, but keep practicing. Give it time and it will begin to feel more natural. And if it does feel natural now, that's fantastic. Okay, a little bit of time now in this gear one, feeling that almost effortless flow of breath and movement, of mind and body working together. Moving mindfully, a kind of moving meditation, being in the moment, noticing the breath. Excellent work. And that's just about the end of our session today. So bring it back down now into an easy walk and let's summarize. We started by noticing the breath, how you are breathing. Then we made that smooth transition from walk to our slow gear one jog. We brought our attention to that physical sensation of the slightly cooler air coming in through the nose, slightly warmer leaving. We focused on that light, easy, soft, rhythmical breathing in and out through the nose. And then we just switched our attention. So if we needed to perhaps focus on something different, focusing on footfall, proud spine, the sights and sounds of the environment around you. So well done, everybody. That's great. You should be feeling very energized and ready for your well-earned cool down with David. I really enjoyed our session together today, and I thank you for your time and attention. I look forward very much to meeting you at our next session, when we'll be working on pausing the breath to help prepare for moving forward through gears 2 and 3 up to gear 4. I will see you then. Have a great day, and here's David.
Thank you, Greg. All right. Well done on completing your first expert session. Now, don't worry if some of it felt new and even a little challenging. You're in control here. Take things at your own pace and trust that it'll all come together. Now, let's find a place to cool down. As always, you can pause if you need to. Ready? Great. Let's begin with some shoulder rolls. With your arms relaxed along your body, gently pull your shoulders up and back and around in big circles. Really try to breathe deeply and make those circles big yet relaxed. We'll do 5 rolls in each direction, starting backwards. And 1, 2, 3, big circles and deep breaths, 4, and 5. All right, change directions, forward, 1, 2, 3, stay relaxed and breathe, 4, and 5. Great. The next one we're going to do are the torso twists. So hands are right in front of your chest, palms facing down, elbows out. And from here, you're going to twist your upper body side to side. Okay? So these are just gentle twists. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. Relax for a second, and we'll do 5 more. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Now we only have 1 last exercise left. It's a hanging hamstring stretch. I know, sounds complicated, but it's not. Just stand with your feet wide apart, bend forward at the waist, and let your arms and upper body hang down, relaxed as you take a few deep breaths. You should feel the stretch at the back of your legs. And really try to get those breaths deep. And with each breath, relax deeper into the stretch. Now from here, you're going to roll back up vertebrae for vertebrae. Just go really slow here and see if you can feel each vertebrae as you're going up. And if you're up and ready, take two deep breaths. Relax. And you're all set. Good job. Great. I look forward to joining you on our next session, which is another one with our breathing expert, Greg Cause. So, bye for now.